Blog Talk Radio.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining me this afternoon. My name is Dr. Keith Henry, here on Blue Zone Wellness, broadcasting from right outside of Orlando, Florida. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday afternoon, wherever you may be listening from around the world. Special thanks for listening to my friends over in Costa Rica, as always, as well as wherever else you may be, in Trinidad or right here in the U.S. Again, I'd like to thank you for joining me. We have a very, very interesting show for you today. The title basically of today's show, or the main topic of today's show, is 6 food-based medicines that may save your life. And we're going to get to that, but we have some other things to take care of as well. I again remind you, if you want to call in with a question or comment, you can do so at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. And again, we have a very exciting show for you today. Now, next week, it is our plan to be broadcasting from the 5th Annual Maranatha Church Health Expo. And if you're here in Orlando or in Central Florida, I am going to highly recommend that you come out and visit that health expo. There will be over 50 health experts and local vendors. That's next Sunday, on September the 15th, 2013, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. There will be blood pressure and BMI screening, carbon monoxide testing, colon kit screening. There will be, the blood bus will be there. There will be pH, alkaline, and acidic testing. There will be depression and anxiety screening, free fire and rescue tour, hearing screening, foot consultation, glucose screening, HIV screening. There will be massage. There will be an Ask the Doctors segment, which I will be one of the doctors on that panel. There will be bone mineral density testing, dental screening, oximeter screening, etc. So it is going to be definitely a very, very, very exciting and insightful program. Again, it's the Maranatha Church 5th Annual Health and Wellness Expo. It's at 1400 Bear Lake Road in Apopka, Florida. That's just outside of Orlando. Basically, sub-city, or rather, of Orlando. And it is, for more information, you can call 407-290-1800. That's 407-290-1800, but it'll be at 1400 Bear Lake Road, Apopka, Florida. Also, if you have children, be sure to bring them. There will be a bounce house and a slide for the kids. There'll also be giveaways of a free raw cookbook, uncooked book, as they're calling it. There will be also a gift of a one-night free hotel stay for one person. There'll be some other gifts given away as well. So, again, you need to be sure that we're seeking to broadcast live from that event next week. Again, if you're in Orlando or the Central Florida area, I'm going to highly suggest that you come out and visit that that health expo. Now, we're going to go ahead and get started with our show today. I'd like to remind you, I'm at blogtalkradio.com/nextlevelwellness. That's Next Level Wellness. And we have the chat room open there. And we have a very, very, very interesting show for you today. As I said earlier, I'm going to take a quick break. I'd like to remind you, before we go to the break, that you can follow me on facebook.com/naturedoc. You can send me a friend request, and you can follow, and you can look at some of the groups, pages that I run, like give away a lot of information. And after we take this quick break, we're going to come back, and we're going to jump right into this show. We have a lot of information to cover. We're going to talk about some herbs that are beneficial for your liver. We're going to talk about how being deficient in this one nutrient can, if you are a female, can cause you to be 600% times more likely to develop develop breast cancer, and much, much more. So we'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
You are listening to Blue Zone Wellness with Dr. Keith Henry on BlueZoneWellness.org. Be sure to join us here every week at the same time. You can also listen at blogtalkradio.com/BlueZoneWellness. There you can also download the app and listen to the archived versions on your smartphone. So from Blue Zone Wellness, here's to your health.
Do you know anyone that has health issues? Of course you do. Have you noticed the rise in popularity of natural therapies and alternative medicine? Sure you have. Have you ever wondered if alternative therapies work or if it's just all quackery? Then you need to visit the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog at phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Keith Henry, ND, is trained in natural naturopathy and provides amazing insight at the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog that he has gained from years of hands-on experience. Check it out after this show at phase3ministries.com/WordPress.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry, broadcasting from right outside of Orlando, Florida. I'd like to welcome you again, wherever you may be listening from. We are going to go ahead and get started. I'd like to remind you, we also have a chat room open there at Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to put a question in there, you can do so. Or you can call in with a question or even a comment at 917-889-2207. Now, we're going to start off, we're going to follow our same outline that we always do. If you haven't listened before, we follow an outline where the first segment we talk about, we call it the Week in Natural News Review, and we look at articles that have come out with respect to natural health or research, other things that have come out, and we talk about or analyze this information. And then we move on to the Healing Food segment where I talk about either a food or a number of foods and the benefits of that food or number of foods for that week, for this week. This week we'll be talking about onions and some of the benefits of onions and how they can be used and how very, very beneficial they are for your health. And lastly, we talk about a healing herb or supplement, and today we're going to be talking about five. Well, we may cover that in the first segment. Basically, we'll be talking about five herbs that are beneficial for your liver, and if we have time, we'll go over into talking a little bit about the herb olive leaf and the studies behind it and the benefits thereof and how it can be used. So again, you're listening to U Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. We're going to start our first article, and this is an article that has been taken from naturalnews.com. It was entitled Breast Cancer 600% Higher in Women with Low Vitamin D. Now, we've talked about vitamin D here on here before and how the benefits of it. In fact, our most listened to show on Blog Talk Radio was a show that was entitled, you can go on and look and pull this show up and listen to it. We actually broadcast that show, if I remember correctly, from the Big 810 AM, if I remember correctly. Nevertheless, it's the different types of vitamin D, different between vitamin D2 and vitamin D3, or I think it's entitled the type of vitamin D you should use. You can go here and you can listen to it on Blog Talk Radio. Just look at the archives and look for that one, and it's the most listened to show ever here at U-Zone Wellness. We also have it up at YouTube. But if you can listen to it, if you're listening on your mobile device, cell phone, whatever you're listening on, I would highly suggest that you listen to that and find out the type of D3 that you should be using, or rather the type of vitamin D you should be using, which is D3, and how to use it, the amounts to take. It's a very, very, very crucial vitamin. It's really a pro-hormone, but it's called a vitamin. Now, according to this particular article that came out this week, and in the Week in Natural News Review, we typically do an article that came out during the week. That's why we call it the Week in Natural News Review. And it's, again, taken from naturalnews.com. And the article says that vitamin D deficiency is a major cause of breast cancer among women, according to a recent study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. The study, says this article, authored by a team of scientists from various organizations, reports that women in Saudi Arabia who have low vitamin D levels have 6 times the risk of having breast cancer than women with higher levels. The article says further that researchers urge others to increase vitamin D intake for a myriad of life-saving health benefits. The article goes on to say that the case control study analyzed data from 120 breast cancer cases and an equal amount of controls. And the study found that Saudi Arabian women in the lowest vitamin D category, less than 25 or 10 nanograms a milliliter, rather, had six times the risk for invasive breast cancer as episode in the highest category of vitamin D status, greater than 20 nanograms a milliliter. Now, women in Saudi Arabia, this article says further, even though they reside in a high UV sunlight exposure area, have very low levels of vitamin D. This is due to a modern indoor lifestyle, darker skin types, cultural practices of dress, and the fact that the food supply is not fortified with vitamin D like it is in Canada and the USA. Now, I don't necessarily contribute a lot of it to the food supply being enhanced with vitamin D, because typically because of the kind of vitamin D that they normally will use in the food supply. Not only that, is that you're going to get the beneficial amounts of the vitamin D that you need from the sunshine, with the sunshine combining shining on your skin, combining with the good cholesterol in your skin and forming that vitamin D3. That's the ultimate way to get it. Secondary way to get it is to take vitamin D3 supplement, a high-quality vitamin D3 supplement. They have, according to the article, they apparently have a lot of modern indoor lifestyle. Of course, darker skin needs probably more sunlight, and their way of dressing, they don't get much sunlight apparently when they go out because of their cultural style of dress. Nevertheless, the article goes on to say that this article quoting one of the doctors, Dr. Cedric Garland, who is a professor from the U.S. UCSC Department of Family and Preventive Medicine, says these results are not surprising. There are numerous studies supporting that women need vitamin D levels exceeding the Institute of Medicine guideline of 20 nanograms a milliliter to help prevent breast cancer. He goes on to say, the article goes on to say, quoting him further, our study published in the Annals of Epidemiology in July 2009 reported that raising women's 25-OHD blood serum levels to 40 to 60 nanograms a milliliter would prevent 58,000 new cases of breast cancer and three-quarters of deaths from these cases in the U.S. and Canada. He says, we need help and support from the medical community, especially family doctors who communicate this to their patients and put the vitamin D breast cancer prevention opportunity into daily practices to save lives. He goes on to say, further, the optimal levels of vitamin D have the potential to drastically reduce breast cancer cases in Canada and the U.S. Now, here he's quoting Perry Holman, the executive director of the Vitamin D Society, and he quotes him further by saying, quote, the Vitamin D Society recommend that people have their 25-OHD level tested either through their family doctor or by purchasing a home test kit through health supplies such as Grassroots Health. If your vitamin D test score is low, below 100, or below 40 nanograms a milliliter in the U.S., take immediate action to increase your vitamin D intake. Also, they quote Arash Hossein Nizad, M.D., Ph.D., Michael F. Hollick, Ph.D., M.D., of the Boston, and Michael Hollick, Ph.D., M.D., of the Boston University Medical Center. And they're quoting them in an article which they published, which was entitled Vitamin D for Health, A Global Perspective, detailing the health benefits associated with vitamin D. This article goes on to say that their article outlines how vitamin D deficiency continues to be a problem in today's society and the risk associated with it. They quote, because body fat can sequester vitamin D, it is now recognized that children and adults who are obese require 2 to 5 times more vitamin D to treat and prevent vitamin D deficiency. Now, that's interesting. That's an interesting stat, because here's another problem with being overweight or obese, is that you're going to need more vitamin D than normal to offset some of the abnormalities or sickness or disease that can develop from vitamin D deficiency. In fact, they go on to say that Dr. Hawson and Hollick suggest that America's disturbing obesity rate may mean that a growing number of citizens are suffering from vitamin D deficiency, whether they realize it or not. The article says, finally, that vitamin D can be found naturally in very few foods. But as I said earlier, and as I said in other broadcasts when we've spoken about vitamin D, ideally get it from the sunshine. Finally, the article says, vitamin D intake can be increased by eating foods fortified with vitamin D. As I said, I've already commented on that earlier. As I've noted earlier, I highly recommend that you would get out in the sunshine as often as possible and let the sunshine on your hands, on your face, on your arms. Even if you sunbathe, make sure that you lie on your stomach so that those sun rays can shine down on your back and especially your kidney area. Very, very important. So, again, women, if you are vitamin D deficient, the likelihood that you will develop cancer in your or breast cancer goes up significantly. Combine that with not exercising sufficiently, not eating a healthy overall diet, if you're one of those. You may not be, but if you are, you can see where this could get into serious issues. Very, very, very serious issues. So again, there are what I think is at least 40 or 50,000 women die a year from breast cancer. So again, if you're not getting out in the sunshine to get that vitamin D3, you need to be doing it. If you're not getting out as often as you should be supplementing with a vitamin D3 supplement, a high-quality vitamin D3 supplement. Now, we're going to pivot over to our next article here, and we're going to talk about the main topic that we're going to talk about here, which is the 6 food-based medicines that may save your life. That's also from the article from naturalnews.com. And this is very, very interesting that as the article even cites Hippocrates, the Greek physician Hippocrates, who said, "Let your food be thy medicine and your medicine be thy food." And this is extremely, extremely important to understand that your food should be your medicine and your medicine should be your food. In fact, doctors for centuries have taken the Hippocratic Oath, and which includes first, do no harm. And he also pointed out to the physicians, listen, let thy food be thy medicine and thy medicine be thy food, or one of the famous quotes from him. And it's interesting to note that when we think of physicians today, we think of physicians that dole out drugs, etc. When actually Hippocrates was more of what we would call an herbalist or natural practitioner, etc. And it just goes to show how time changes and alters our precepts and our concepts of what a true healer or a true doctor should be doing. That allopathic some of their modalities are not needed, especially when it comes to just sheer chronic disease, which is where most of the problems lie in terms of costs and other healthcare issues. Those allopathic doctors who practice natural medicine are actually to be commended, along with those other doctors who are seeking to first do no harm. So now we are going to look at the 6 food-based medicines that actually can save your life, and I totally agree with this article. They start off, the first one that they name is called garlic. And I actually have an article on my website called Garlic, God's Antibiotic. And you can go there and read that entire article. It's more extensive than this article that we're referencing now. And I'll put the link to that in the chat room here if you want to go and read that article. I'll put it here in a minute. But according to this article, garlic which has been nicknamed Masterpiece of Nature, is one of the most medicinally potent herbs that you can take regularly for vibrant health. It's recognized for its ability, of course, to treat bacterial infections, yeast, fungi, and viruses, as well as promote healthy blood flow. Now, I will tell you, garlic is, according to research, one of the most effective, if not the most effective, broad-spectrum antibiotic, natural or otherwise, that exists. It is a masterpiece of an antibiotic, natural antibiotic. Now, the idea is taking it correctly. To take it in its most potent form, the best is to take a raw clove, put it in a little bit of water, and blend it, and then drink it. Is it warm or hot? Yes. But you're getting, when you do it that way, you're getting a very, very powerful natural antibiotic. Again, if you want to read more about the benefits of garlic, I've put in the chat room I've just put in the chat room a link to a one of our older health papers, and which dealt with garlic, and it was one of our Angels of Life Natural Health Journal, and it was called Garlic, God's Antibiotic. It is a very, very potent antibiotic, and I've just put the link there in the chat room if you want to check that out after the show and read it, and I think you'll find it very interesting. This article is going to point out, as true, that garlic is also very beneficial for healthy blood flow. It's also very beneficial to help lower blood cholesterol levels, and also to help detoxify metals and other poisons. It is considered a superfood. The author in this article says, deriving garlic's many health benefits can be as simple as merely slicing up a fresh clove and adding it to a meal, or taking a high-quality garlic supplement daily. And he goes on to point out how taking garlic regularly can actually help prevent colds, the flu, influenza, bacterial infections, blood clots, abnormal blood sugar levels, free radical damage, heavy metal toxicity, chronic inflammation, inflammatory diseases, and cancer, among other conditions. Yes, garlic is just that potent. It is a very, very potent supplement or food, but it is a food. Now, one of the things about garlic is you have to be careful, especially if you're making a poultice of a garlic, is that you have to be very careful not to leave it on too long if you're putting it on your direct skin, because it can actually give you second or third degree burns. Always, if you're making a poultice, say you're making a poultice where you're taking garlic and you're chopping it up, one amazing strategy that was given by naturopathic doctor, Dr. Christopher, some years ago, where he recommended for colds and infections and other things, is taking Vaseline and first spreading it at the bottom of your feet, grinding the garlic up, and putting the garlic in there. Or actually, it would be done better by taking the Vaseline and grinding the garlic and putting the garlic with the Vaseline, mixing it together, spreading it on the bottom of your feet. Wrap that with plastic wrap, and then put socks over it. And it's very, very good for pulling impurities out of the body, and also for seeping through the body, and helping and working as a natural antibiotic, as together with taking it internally. Usually within a couple of minutes, you can smell that garlic coming through your breath, or within a few minutes, depending on the person. This particular remedy, when done correctly, can be very, very beneficial. But anytime you're using garlic, if you're placing the garlic on your bare skin, you need to have something like Vaseline or olive oil. And then if you're placing it on your bare skin somewhere besides the bottom of your feet, which tend to be a little bit tougher than other areas of the skin, it becomes very necessary that you not leave that poultice on too long, because it can give you second or third degree burns, as I said earlier. But garlic, if you're coming down with a cold or some other type of infection, that's one of the things that you will generally want to get into your body. Very, very beneficial. Food. It's Article 6, food-based medicine that may save your life. The next one we'll talk about is honey, raw honey. Honey is another superfood, say this article, that has been used for centuries to boost immunity and provide a lasting source of energy. And because it basically never spoils, honey is a great food-based medicine to help, to keep on hand at all times. He goes on to point out how internally honey can help treat bacterial infections, alleviate sore throats, subdue an upset stomach, and even cure bladder infections. And topically, honey is effective at treating eczema, canker sores, and even cuts and types of skin damage. I especially like to use honey in combination with other remedies. Especially do I like to use it in combination with remedies that are beneficial for cuts, because honey acts as an antibacterial, antifungal. It actually will prevent a wound from becoming infected. Very, very beneficial. So when you're using honey if you're making some type of a herb or some type of a poultice for infection, honey is very, very beneficial for that. It's also beneficial internally, as he points out in this article. And again, I'm not going into the deep details of it, because it's not my purpose in this particular segment today to talk about all the benefits of honey and how it can be used. We may do that in a future show, but we're just talking about 6 food-based medicines that can actually save your life. Again, the author points out that Manuka honey is particularly beneficial. Now, I've recommended that in many cases in my practice. Well, not in many cases, in a few cases. for people who've had issues with the gastrointestinal tract. And as he points out, Manuka honey is particularly beneficial as it contains exceptionally potent antiviral, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory, not to mention antioxidant and antiseptic properties that are unmatched by any pharmaceutical drug on the market. And as with all forms of honey, however, be sure to never feed this medicinal substance to children under the age of one, as their intestinal tracts are not developed enough to inhibit the growth of some of the bacteria in the honey, in Manuka honey. But again, you can do some research on Manuka honey on your own. That's another one. That's another topic that we may be able to might deal with in the future, dealing in our healing herb, healing supplement, or even in our healing food segment, maybe in the future, and go into more detail of Manuka honey and when are the best cases to use it, how it should be used, the optimal way to use it. There's a lot of studies, scientific studies on it. Very, very beneficial food. Again, so garlic and Manuka honey are two. The third one is spirulina. It's very, very popular amongst those who are in the health, natural health movement. It's considered a superfood, and as the author points out in this article, spirulina is a nutrient-dense blue-green algae that has been around for a very, very long time. He points out how spirulina is very, very rich in amino acids, which are essentially pre-digested proteins and readily available for quick absorption. He points out how spirulina also contains an impressive array of essential fatty acids, including omega-3 fatty acids, and not to mention your B vitamins, carotenoid antioxidants, chlorophyll, and polysaccharides. So imagine that. It is truly a superfood. Again, that's spirulina. It points out it has your amino acids. Remember, when your amino acids are converted into your proteins, it has your essential fatty acids. It has your B-complex vitamins. It is amazing at the amount of nutrients that spirulina contains. Not only that, it includes your carotenoid antioxidants and chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is very, very beneficial and can be used when used full strength, even for extreme pain. And chlorophyll, the makeup of it, the biological makeup of chlorophyll is very, very, very similar to human blood. Very similar. The only difference, I think, is one. Let me not say that before I double check, but I know it's very, very similar. It's off by like one. Only difference between chlorophyll and human blood is so close. It's extremely close. And so you know you're going to get benefit from taking anything that contains chlorophyll as well as your B vitamins and your omega-3 fatty acids. The author points out further, as far as your health is concerned, spirulina is a spectacular detoxifier that aids in the expulsion of heavy metals. And it's also an amazing energizer as it contains a perfect balance of protein, vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. So a good idea, you might want to make a spirulina, make some pineapple juice, throw you some spirulina in there, and some, if you're not going to get out in the sunshine and get some vitamin D3, maybe some vitamin D3 in there, and maybe even some trace minerals, and you should be good to go. Next, you'll be talking about apples. He points out how you may not think of apples as necessarily vital for sustaining life, but apples are an antioxidant powerhouse loaded with plenty of food-based medicines. Besides having a high fiber content, apples actually help promote digestion, especially in the apple skins. They are rich in polyphenols, also as well as they're very high in flavonoids, as well as other disease-fighting antioxidants. And remember, as I've talked about on here before, when we're talking about eating healthy, there's two things I always talk about to know when you're eating the healthiest, the optimal diet. Is number one, the closer you're eating to the garden, the healthier you'll be, and the closer you're eating in harmony with the colors of the rainbow: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. I call it it's the Creator's color-coded instructions. You know how we read food labels? So the Creator has given us color-coded food labels for the healthiest foods. So remember to eat in harmony with the rainbow and eat as close to the garden as possible. If you do those things combined with those laws of health that I talk about on here, being trusting the Creator, exercise, water, air, rest, diet, and self-control/temperance, if you follow those things, you will have good health. And we've talked about those more. We will talk about those in more detail. We will break them down scientifically. If you have not read my book, The Biblical Foundations of Wellness, I highly recommend that you do so. I go into those laws of health and the scientific reasoning behind them. You can download it. I think it's right now. Your Kindle version is probably $2 and $2.99. If you order the physical book, it's more than that. But if you have a Kindle, you can download the book and read it. I will be running a free promotion on it probably within a couple of weeks. So if you want to wait till you do that, you don't have to have a Kindle to read the Kindle version. You can use the Kindle free Kindle app on your digital device or your mobile device, or you can download it straight to your PC and download the free Kindle reader and read it for free when we run the free promotion. Or if you want to read it right away, it's right now selling on Amazon, the Kindle version at least, for $2.99. Again, it's the Biblical Foundations of Wellness, and I talk about the 8 laws of health in there. They cannot be improved upon. They are the ultimate. Whenever I'm working with someone for any health issue, be it anything, those are the basis. Those laws of health are the basis of any protocol. Now, the number 5 food that's mentioned in this article are chia seeds. And the author says the ancient Mayans referred to it as strength, but today we simply call them chia seeds. And if you're not eating chia seeds regularly, you are missing out on one of the most vibrant superfoods known to man. He says among their many benefits are the fact that chia seeds are a complete and perfect protein containing roughly 23% protein per seed. Now, again, we've talked about how people say, well, how do you get your protein if you're not eating flesh? We have to remember that. If you listen to me, if you listen to this show, you know that I advocate a plant-based diet. It's the original diet given by the Creator to man. I don't believe that it can be improved upon. I've seen enough sickness and disease and worked with enough people with sickness and disease to know that it is the ultimate diet. And so when you look at chia seeds contain 23% protein. There are other foods that contain high amounts of protein. And so when people ask, where are you going to get your protein from? The fact of the matter is that most people, especially in the West, eat far too much protein, which leads to a calcium deficiency, which leads to heart attacks, osteoporosis, etc. over time. Chia seeds, he says in this article, are also packed with omega-3 fatty acids, antioxidants, amino acids, vitamins, trace minerals, as well as dietary fiber. He says further that when added to water or other liquids, chia seeds develop a glutinous coating around the seed that buffers the exposure of carbohydrates to digestive enzymes in the stomach and gut and effectively slowing their conversion into blood sugar. Chia seeds also help regulate water intake and mineral absorption, balancing your electrolyte levels and your cell nutrition. So amazing. Again, chia seeds combined, which is the number 5 superfood here, food-based medicine. We started with garlic, and then we talked about raw honey, including manuka honey. We went on to, after that, spirulina. We talked about apples, chia seeds, and finally he mentions, this last one was raw or sprouted almonds. Truly, he says, raw almonds, not pasteurized or irradiated, as the ones that you see most commonly sold here in the southern U.S., but in their most natural state, are actually one of nature's most perfect medicinal foods. In fact, if you had a headache, try eating 10 of these raw almonds in as natural state as possible. Not, as you said, not irradiated or pasteurized, but 10 of these raw almonds have been found to grant you the same relieving, pain relieving capacity as aspirin, even maybe Tylenol, eating 10 of these almonds. That's just a little, he didn't say it in the article, but it's just something that I recommended in my practice. He goes on to point out how possessing an optimal balance of protein, actually almonds possess an optimal balance of protein, calcium, magnesium, as well as dietary fiber. And almonds have the highest dietary fiber content of any nut or seed. In fact, they are a complete food in similar way to chia seeds and spirulina. And so there you have it. 6 food-based medicines that may actually save your life. So they're foods, but they're also medicines, or they work, or they have similar components. The similar components as a medicine would have to help give you healing and also to help prevent disease. Again, that's garlic, raw honey, manuka honey included in that, spirulina, apples, chia seeds, and raw or sprouted almonds. Awesome, awesome list of superfoods. There are others, but those are just six based on that article that we're dealing with here in our weekend natural news review. Now, again, you're listening to U-Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. I want to thank you for listening. And what we'll do at this point, we will, here's another article. I'm thinking about putting this particular article in with our healing herbs, but maybe I put it in with our healing herbs segment, which we may talk about the olive leaf. But we'll move on now. We'll flip over to our healing food section. And in our healing food section today, I'm going to be talking a little bit about the onion. We're talking a lot about foods today. Most people like onions and they like garlic, but there are a lot of nutritional benefits to eating these foods. And again, as I said before, if man could take some of these foods that the Creator has given us and even create such foods that have such medicinal benefits without having negative side effects, they would probably be priced to such an extent that they would be priced out of the market for anyone who wasn't a millionaire to purchase them. But the Creator has given us these foods, and we have gotten, many, many, many benefits from these foods. So let's look at an onion and talk about some of the reasons why onion is also a powerful secret superfood. Now, with this, we have to remember we just finished our first segment, which is the Week in Natural News Review. We're not going to take a break. We're just going to go right over into the Healing Food segment. Now, onions are, again, I love onions, and onions are very, very beneficial. They're very rich in sulfur, as well as compounds such as quercetin. Now, we're going to talk about why this is important. Sulfur is one of those important compounds that don't get a lot of notice, but sulfur is involved in hundreds of the metabolic activities that occur in your body. In fact, it's especially noted for its contribution toward creating the master antioxidant, which is glutathione, which is another compound that gets too little notice. So onions are high in sulfur, and sulfur is very important because it's involved in hundreds of the metabolic activities that occur within your body. Now, let's look at for a minute glutathione. Glutathione is created internally with a little help from some other external, I guess you could call them friends, especially like the sulfur compound, which we're talking about, which need to be ingested to help the liver create glutathione. Now, and then you have quercetin, which is an antioxidant flavonoid, and it's found in different fruits as well as some vegetables. For instance, you have resveratrol from apples, red grapes, or red wine, or food source examples where you get quercetin. Now, onions are also very high in quercetin. In addition to the antioxidant properties, one should expect quercetin to act almost like an antihistamine. In fact, it can. So by stabilizing cells that release histamine, quercetin actually provides anti-inflammatory protection to help resist heart disease and cancer. Now, again, that's in a food. Now, we've heard histamine and antihistamine, all these things, but usually when we hear of them in connection with some type of drug or over-the-counter drug or prescription drug, when in reality, many times, scientists have studied the beneficial nutrients or constituents of different foods and herbs, and then they take them out and they make they copy them electric structure and they make a synthetic form of it, and they market it to us, and we don't even realize that the Creator had already given it to us in our foods, or in the sunshine, or in us getting beneficial rest. It's just amazing how these things have already been given. It just takes a knowledge of what's going on to know how to use them and when to use them. But now let's look at some studies that talk about some of the benefits of the onion. There was a South Korean study, which said onion flesh and onion peel enhance antioxidant status in aged rats, and this was published in a 2007 Journal of Nutritional. Issue of the Journal of Nutritional Science and Vitamology. In this study, they took 40 aged rats, and they were divided into different groups. Each group was fed a different extract from either onion, meat, or skin, and the control group was excluded from any form of onion extract. After 3 months, all the onion extract groups had higher antioxidant levels than the control group, but the onion peel group's antioxidant levels were the highest. It also was pointed out in this study that the onion extract group's brain A isoprotein levels markers for neurological and dementia issues were significantly reduced compared to the control group. So basically, what's that in everyday language? Basically, that the rats who had the onion skins had the highest levels of antioxidant, and we know that antioxidants actually help stop the damage of free radicals throughout the body. So that means by eating onions, especially the onion skins and the onions as a whole, they're very, very healthy, and they have high levels of antioxidants. Not only that, they were able to find that the onion extract group's brain isoprotein levels had very, very, very high preventive markers for those who might develop issues of dementia. So basically, it helps your brain, to make a long story short. That's the long and short of it. It benefits the brain by helping reduce the neurological markers for dementia and other issues of the brain. So, again, eating onions is in harmony with eating as close as possible to the diet and eating in harmony with the colors of the rainbow. Another study, which was somewhat cruel, was conducted on rats in Japan to determine the onion quercetin's protection against the deleterious effect of diesel exhaust particles with male reproductive toxicity. And it was published in Bioscience, Biotechnology, and Biochemistry. And this was published in 2008. Based upon this study, the evidence indicates that onions were able, because of the quercetin level, to reduce the negative effect of the diesel upon the male reproductive organs by reducing the levels of toxicity that came out of the diesel. I'm here looking at the results of this study, and it goes on to say that the onion against the male reproductive toxicity induced by DEP or the diesel fuel was cut back drastically simply by alleviating, the onion had the ability to alleviate the negative effects of the diesel fuel to a great extent. Finally, another study says an animal study that was conducted in Nigeria at Nigerian University of Ibadan and published in 2008. Biometals Journal, and this study showed that onion was very, very beneficial in after inducing renal damage and decreased glutathione production with CD infusions. They fed rats with onion and garlic extracts and found that the renal damage that they had induced was reversed and glutathione production was restored. What's that in English? Pretty much they took these rats, they induced renal damage, and when they induced this renal damage, after they induced it, they basically fed the rats both onion extracts and garlic extracts. And as a result of this, the renal damage was reversed. Now, a lot of people are diagnosed with cancer in the renal area and the kidneys and other areas. And here we're being told that extract from onion, and they also use garlic, was very, very, very beneficial in reducing the damage, the renal damage that had been caused by this, that was caused in this particular test. So again, if you're eating onions, eat them cooked, eat them raw, eat as much of the onion as you can, you're going to get significant benefits. Now, there's two other studies I have here that were done. I'm trying to get to do, I'm going kind of quickly here, faster than I really would like to go, but there was a French epidemiological study also dealing with onions, and they found that breast cancer risk was reduced among women who ate more onions and garlic. And this particular study was published in a 1998 European Journal of Epidemiology. Again, it was a French epidemiological study that found that breast cancer risk was reduced among women who ate more onions and garlic. Finally, there was a British journal of a study that reported in the British Journal of Cancer in 2004 and published in the epidemiological study with the dramatic title, quote, Eating Garlic and Onion, A Matter of Life or Death. And in that particular study, they looked at 238 patients with prostate cancer compared with 471 male control subjects. And it was found that men whose intake of vegetables like onions was over 10 grams daily, that ate at least 10 grams daily, had a statistically significant lower risk of contracting prostate cancer than those whose intake was below 2.2 grams daily. So basically 10 grams is 10,000 milligrams as opposed to 2,000 milligrams daily. So in other words, the long and short of that study was, those last two studies were, the more onions, and especially garlic, we mentioned garlic in some of those superfoods, but we're talking about onions here in our healing foods. The more onions that you eat, you can reduce the likelihood of developing breast cancer. You can reduce the likelihood of developing prostate cancer. You can reduce the likelihood of developing dementia. And just a number of benefits can be found in eating onions, which is our healing food for today. So again, I like garlic. I also love onions. I hope you love onions. I hope you like to eat onions. Eat them raw, like I said earlier. Eat them cooked, steamed. Just don't overcook them and cook all the nutrients out of them. But eat them lightly steamed. Eat them raw. Eat them mixed in your, you know, salads or whatever food you're making. And it would be very, very beneficial if you can find a way to get onions and garlic into your system at least in one of your meals every day, or at least two or three times a week. But ideally, the more you can get it into your system, the better off you will be. There's no doubt about that. Now, we have about 15 minutes left, and we're going to pivot over. We're not going to take a break. We're going to pivot over to our healing herb, healing supplement segment. And we're going to be talking about olive leaf extract mainly. But what I'm going to do is I want to – there's another article that came out, and I want to talk about it because it's so important. And if we don't get to olive leaf extract, which we will, we'll take it maybe next week. But I just want to talk about just five herbs that are beneficial to your liver. We've talked about some of these before, but your liver is so extremely important. It is the largest solid organ in your body, and it can be adversely affected by poor diet, poor lifestyle choices. If you drink alcohol, as we talked about last week, acetaminophen or Tylenol, non-prescription painkillers, all of the toxins in the environment, the liver can be affected negatively by all of these things, and your liver is so very, very crucially important. Your liver is is responsible for filtering the blood from toxins and converts your waste products from the metabolic function into urea to be eliminated by your urine. It's very, very important. It creates the bile to help digest your food, your fats, and your carbohydrate. It also filters out toxins from your bloodstream and it synthesizes glutathione, which is the master antioxidant that also helps recycle other spent antioxidants. So it's very, very important in synthesizing, again, glutathione. It's very, very, very important in creating bile to help digest your fats and your carbohydrates. It's very, very, very important in filtering out poisons in your system. And it also helps balance your blood sugars, and it creates red blood cells. So as our liver goes, so goes our overall health. So it's very, very important to keep your liver healthy, to detoxify your liver, and it should not be functioning poorly. A poorly functioning liver can actually push you into diabetes. Not only that, acute liver dysfunction includes things like hepatitis A, B, and C, which are considered infections or viral inflammations caused by interpersonal contact, sexual contact, or contact with blood, infected blood. Now, let's look at some of the herbs, five of them, that are very beneficial for your liver. We've talked about some of them before. I'm going to go through these so we can get over to olive leaf extract. But it's very, very important. Please pay attention to your liver. The first one is milk thistle. I've done a whole segment on milk thistle, so I'm not going to go into all the details on milk thistle, but it is the most recommended herb of all for liver ailments and or for protecting your liver from daily toxins. Milk thistle is, of course, it's available, as I said before, in capsules and extracts, and it's a very, 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 very potent herb. If you haven't done a liver cleanse or anything of that nature, whenever you do a liver cleanse, we won't go into details about how to do that. I've talked about that on the show before. Listen to some of the old shows, some of the archives here. But you heard me talk about the liver cleanse by combining the olive oil and the lemon juice. But after that, or even before preparing that, you should be taking or start taking milk thistle. It is a very, very, very potent herb. Now, together with milk thistle, you will often see dandelion root used. But before we move on to that, I'm going to say many people, when they're dealing with milk thistle, they would typically take maybe 900 milligrams daily, or they would take 300 milligrams three times a day. And whether your liver needs healing or protection, milk thistle is your go-to herb, one of your go-to herbs. Then dandelion, many times you will see dandelion in the stores combined with milk thistle. Dandelion is another safe herb. It's very, very beneficial for your liver. And it's sometimes mixed with milk thistle. And these two are an excellent combination. And they come in various ways. Thirdly is burdock root. Burdock root is used as a blood purifier in Ayurvedic or Indian medicine. I've used it as a blood purifier in my practice. I have cleansed the blood. It's very, very potent. It's one of those herbs that you can make tea, and it's relatively tasty in comparison with some of the other herbs that can be not so tasty. But burdock root is a very, very powerful blood purifier. It also stimulates bile flow while helping your liver if it's been weakened by purifying the blood and restoring damaged cells. So again, if your liver has been weakened already and part of its work is purifying the blood, when you put herbs like burdock root, another powerful blood cleanser, just in the side is another herb like sassafras. These are herbs that will help take some of the burden off of the liver because they help cleanse the blood and thereby help you if you're trying to heal and work on the capacity of your liver to function better. It's one of the herbs like burdock root that can actually help it do so. Another is artichoke. Artichoke actually helps assist bile production and flow. It also helps prevent gallstones, and it can also curb jaundice. And so, again, we've talked about dandelion root, milk thistle, burdock root, and artichoke. Again, anything that can benefit the liver typically also would benefit the gallbladder. Finally, number five, we talked just about five herbs briefly that are very, very beneficial for your liver, is turmeric. We've talked about turmeric / curcumin. Very, very beneficial for your liver. Extremely beneficial. It is the most clinically tested and written about herb for any and all inflammation. And remember, many times when you're dealing with hepatitis or you're dealing with inflammation, when you're dealing with hepatitis, you're dealing with inflammation of that area of the liver. And it for inflammation, it is hands down one of the best, if not the best, natural remedy for inflammation anywhere in the body. It's available in capsules. It's available in tinctures, extracts, and this should make up any type of program dealing with your liver. So any of these or a combination of these can be very, very, very beneficial for your liver. Again, that's milk thistle, top of the list, dandelion root, burdock root, artichoke, and turmeric. If you hadn't done a liver cleanse, it'd be a good idea to do one if you haven't done one. And even if you start taking some milk thistle, you're going to put yourself in a very, very advantageous position than if you did nothing at all. Your liver is very important. And not only is it important, it's very crucial. Now, the last herb, and again, I don't know if we're going to get an opportunity to finish talking about it today, and we're in our final segment here, the Healing Herb Healing Supplement segment. We're going to look a little bit at another herb called olive leaf. Now, olive leaf is considered in herbology as a, to a degree, an antibiotic. And I know we're not going to get finished today, so I'll start today, but we'll finish next week. I'd like to remind you that next week we'll be broadcasting from the 5th annual Maranatha Health Expo here in Orlando. It's in Apopka, actually. And I'd like to recommend that you come out if you can. It's going to be held in if you live in the Central Florida area, in the Orlando area. I'd just like to remind you to come out this next Sunday from 12 to 5. You have, as I said earlier in the show, if you join the show late, go back to the beginning of the show when we first came on and listen to all the details about it. But it's going to be held from 12 to 5 next Sunday afternoon. We will be there trying to broadcast live from there. There'll be free screenings, all kinds of free screenings that'll be going on there. There'll be a segment for Ask the Doctors. I'll be a part of that. There will be depression and anxiety screening, pH screening, colon kit screening, carbon monoxide testing, blood pressure and BMI screening, et cetera, et cetera. Again, it'll be at 1400 Bear Lake Road in Apopka, Florida, 32703. For more information, you can call 407-290-1800. Again, you're listening to You Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. This is our final segment. We have about 4 or 5 minutes left. I'm going to talk a little bit about olive leaf extract. I won't get finished when I finish talking about it next week. Now, when we talk about olive leaf extract, the research and the clinical experience behind it suggests that olive leaf extract is very beneficial in treating conditions caused by viruses, retroviruses, bacteria, or protozoa. That's why I said earlier that natural medicine is considered as an antibiotic, a natural antibiotic, a very powerful one too. It actually has the ability to interfere with critical amino acid production for viruses. So basically, when the viruses are trying to reproduce themselves, the Creator has given us an herb like olive leaf extract that has the ability to interfere with that. It can actually contain viral infection by inactivating viruses through preventing virus budding or assembly. And it also has the ability to penetrate infected cells and stop viral replication even there. So here on it is such a powerful herb supplement. Again, olive leaf extract that it can actually undo the work that viruses are doing on several different levels. So it's very, very important to understand how beneficial olive leaf extract is. Olive leaf extract is also effective against antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Not only that, against yeast strains, and not only that, against fungi that actually produce condotoxin and other microtoxins that contribute to chronic fatigue and as well as immune dysfunction syndromes. Not only that, olive leaf extract has also been shown to be very, very beneficial, not only with natural practitioners and holistic practitioners, but also in tests to be very effective against parasites, both protozoa types as well as worms. And so we're going to look at some of the benefits of olive leaf extract for specific health conditions next week. And there is beneficial for chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. We'll talk about that. For heart disease and high blood pressure. For herpes virus infection, which many people have problems with. For yeast infection, those are the ones that we'll look at. There's other ones, but those are some of the major ones that we will look at. Again, we will look at how beneficial olive leaf extract is for some of these issues. But remember, for any infection, be it bacterial or viral, olive leaf extract is a very, very, very powerful weapon in your arsenal of natural remedies. Again, you have been listening to Blue Zone Wellness, U-Zone Wellness. We're having to change the name to U-Zone Wellness. But we'd like to thank you for listening. I'd like to remind you to be back with me next week. We plan to be broadcasting from the Maranatha Church 5th Annual Health Expo, which in the past years has been very, very successful. I'd like to invite you to come out if you're in the Orlando area, in Central Florida, Orlando, Apopka, Eustis, Mount Dora, all of these areas, Kissimmee, anywhere in the Central Florida area. I'd like to remind you to come out, I invite you to come out. I'd like to thank you for listening to Blue Zone Wellness and remind you to be with me every week.